Hi, and welcome to this Tech Target podcast. My name is Dave Shackelford, and what we're going to be talking about today is this whole idea of next-gen firewalls and really where they fit into an existing network and security architecture. And there's really been a lot of debate about this in the network and security communities in the past several years, especially as these types of devices and platforms have gotten a lot more popular. So the question is, well, what's the best strategy for these things? You know, hey, they're not expensive. I mean, they are expensive, and they certainly offer some new and different functionality, but is it a better strategy to throw your old stuff out the window, right? To actually just look at these devices as a complete replacement? Or should you be looking at this functionality that they offer as more of an augmentation or kind of a defense in depth strategy that allows you to keep your existing infrastructure in place, but maybe add some new capabilities in later? So this has been the big debate, and really kind of looking at, you know, what types of devices are best replaced by these platforms if you are going to follow through with that type of replacement. So, you know, first off, what are next-gen firewalls? Why are they getting so much discussion these days, and why are more people paying attention to them? Well, in essence, a next-gen firewall is you know, think firewall, so think network security device that not only allows you to do kind of traditional layer 3-4 traffic control, but also gives you the ability to inspect application traffic and identify applications as, you know, proper applications, or in some cases maybe applications that have been modified by attackers, or protocols, for example, that have been modified and aren't really meeting standard protocol specs. So that's one thing. These devices also offer you the ability to tie into things like user repositories, where you can now tag user endpoints and user accounts as being associated with traffic and use that as part of your filtering strategy or part of your policy. A lot of times these devices also offer things like anti-malware or other types of kind of traditional threat management and, you know, vulnerability detection, which means that they're also being used as a replacement for things like intrusion detection and prevention systems, or an augmentation for those types of platforms as well. So they're getting a lot of traction. The attackers have gotten smart. They're, you know, able to send their data in HTTP or SSL traffic that we're usually not paying as much attention to at a deep layer, and so on and so forth. There's a couple use cases here, right? So one, do you put all your eggs in one basket? Do you go buy a next-gen firewall and then essentially turn it into a universal threat management platform? So you're going to do everything in one box. You're going to do firewalling. You're going to do some sort of intrusion detection prevention. You're going to do anti-malware. You're going to tie it to the user repositories, etc. So that's one option, and it is an option that you're seeing some organizations take to heart in some cases. Usually where that tends to be more successful is in a smaller form factor. So if you're going to put it at something like a branch office, that's usually not the approach people want to take at the core of the data center. You're seeing replacements for existing firewalls. So you're seeing, hey, let's get rid of these Ciscos or these Junipers or these Fortinets or whatever, and let's put in this next-gen platform. Now, granted, some of those vendors, and I'm not talking vendors here necessarily, a lot of these vendors are now offering these options. So if you've been a traditional firewall shop over the years, chances are your vendor may be offering some sort of a next-gen option. There's also a replacement for intrusion detection or prevention systems. So again, using this type of device more as a really high application layer monitoring and prevention tool. And then of course, there's the augmentation strategy. So not replacing anything, but adding in this type of a system to give you a second or third line of defense, for example. So you have a router at the edge that does some sort of very basic filtering. You've got a firewall that can do some sort of basic filtering for layers 3 and 4 potentially, and then you've got a next-gen platform that's doing more of the application tier filtering and inspection, just as an example. So that's more of the defense in depth argument. So let's take the first, you know, kind of tack here. Why would I replace, right? What would really kind of lead me to a replacement strategy? Well, the most common scenarios that we tend to find out there are either end of life on existing firewalls or end of contracts on your firewalls, which means it's time for renewal. And for whatever reason, you've decided you need more, or you're just not happy with your existing vendors. And really where this tends to play out is that you just don't have budget to add another layer, you're going to have to do an either or strategy. So do you want to keep your existing checkpoints, or do you want to go with vendor X's next gen platform? Okay, that's a decision you'll have to make. There may also be a compelling reason here, just simply due to the operational overhead and the complexity involved. So, you know, you're going to just have to deal with only one due to the fact that you're a one-man army, or you have a very small shop that just can't afford to have all those layers being managed kind of simultaneously. And that's certainly the case in many organizations too. Then, obviously, it could be buzzword bingo, right? Next-gen firewalls are cooler than the old-school stuff. I mean, you don't want to be the only security or network professional at that cocktail party that doesn't have the next-gen thing. All right, that's a joke. But nonetheless, it is newer, certainly different than what we've had in the past. And that's usually the argument around replacing, is that we just need more functionality, or perhaps it's just time to move on to a new vendor. Going to the other side of the coin, what about the augmentation strategy? So the logical kind of natural argument for augmentation is really, it's all about layers. So we've been preaching this notion of defense in depth for many, many years. And network folks know this, right? You don't want to have a single point of failure where it's just this one system, and if it gets bypassed, you know, we're toast. So it makes sense to have multiple layers. It makes sense to have different devices doing different things or offering an additional layer of protection. New functionality is certainly a reason to augment too. So maybe your existing firewalls are doing a fantastic job filtering, you know, the traditional traffic, but you really need some sort of inspection to the user side of the equation. You've got to know which user desktops are actually instigating the traffic. Or you really are worried about all the SSL traffic and you really want to get some inspection going on there. So you're going to use this platform for that. Or protocols, if you have a lot of different protocols that you need to identify. So you can kind of come up with an augmentation strategy there, and giving yourself potentially more detection or response nodes. That's really just a different way of looking at defense in depth. You've got more eyes and ears on the network, thus you have more opportunities to spot something earlier and then potentially do something about it. Maybe you've got a situation where you only need one or more specific types of functionality, and it just so happens that some of these vendors are offering exactly that. Now, that's a tough one simply because these aren't inexpensive, and just going and buying a next-gen firewall to do user inspection usually doesn't make sense. But for some organizations, it may, because you don't want to have to go through the re-architecture or redesign, or certainly just the pain of getting a new platform in place. The politics could actually lead you to augmentation. So, for example, if you've got a situation where one team manages firewalls and another team really needs to be able to do things like the user inspection or user monitoring or the protocol analysis, for whatever reason, versus having a big political battle, it might make sense to do more of an augmentation strategy, especially if you've got independent budgets between those teams. And then, of course, different locations is another reason to augment. So I've actually worked with some organizations in the manufacturing space that have numerous plant locations that really needed some protection at the location there, but they didn't want to have to try to extend it back to the central data center. So they actually got some of these next-gen devices and put them, smaller form factor because the traffic throughput isn't as, heavy. But they put these devices out at the, plant locations and still kept some of their traditional, IDS, IPS, and firewalls in place at the core. And so that may make sense. Again, it really depends on a lot of factors as to whether you decide to replace or why you would want to augment instead. So the basic premise here, while this is an argument that tends to come up a lot in terms of architecture and design, it really comes down to the organization and kind of what your goals are. So if you're looking to replace an existing firewall, architecturally, replace it with a next gen and it's probably going to have the same zones and so forth in place. If you're replacing an IDS or an IPS, same thing applies, right? Maybe it's going to be inline or if it's going to be in more passive mode, but it's probably still architecturally the same place. If you're really looking to consolidate and put more functionality into one platform and you feel that the throughput and the availability of these devices is more than capable for you, that may make more sense and in fact could save you money in the long term. So these platforms are definitely not a panacea. They can definitely have performance limitations just like any others, but certainly they're something that you should be considering these days and kind of adding into the mix for your network security strategy. So thanks a lot for having me, and we'll see you here on the next Tech Target podcast.